sovereignty statement. I refuse to be ashamed. This is where I am. This is what it is now. I refuse to be ashamed. This is where I am. This is what it is now. How to use this sovereignty statement? A sovereignty statement is not an affirmation. It is not positive thinking. It is not something you repeat to feel better. It is a reclaiming your authority when shame, fear, or collapse tries to take it from you. And you use a sovereignty statement in moments, in days, when your nervous system is being pulled out of itself. When someone makes you feel exposed, apologetic, or like you need permission to exist. And you can use sovereignty statement when you feel ashamed without knowing why. When you want to explain yourself even though nothing is wrong. When you feel the urge to apologize for taking up space. When you're waiting for approval that never comes. When you feel watched, judged, or evaluated. When you notice yielding trauma in your body. When you're tempted to spiritually bypass or justify harm. And this is not about calming yourself. It is about returning to yourself. And you say it internally or quietly, not as a performance. No audience, no explanation, no emotional charge required. Short, factual, grounded. You're not convincing yourself. You're orienting your nervous system back to your reality, back to your human rights. And sovereignty statement is not denial. It's not bypassing, pretending everything is fine, or forgiving too soon, or asking for reassurance. It does not erase grief, anger, or fear. It simply says, I exist first. Everything else comes after. And in a cultures shaped by authoritarian pressure, oversharing and surveillance, fear of global war, productivity identity, hustle identity. We lose the felt sense of self-authority. And sovereignty statement restores that. Not loudly, not theatrically or dramatically, but firmly. And you use it to stand inside your reality without collapsing. With those statements, I want to model self-trust after rupture, where you will not gaslight yourself about your reality, where you will not hide your position to earn belonging, where you will not carry shame for conditions you did not choose. Where you will stand where you are without apology. So you're looking for the radical presence, not bypassing, not pretending, not rushing to resolution. And also, I want to model rejection of imposed shame. The shame did not originate in you, but it was placed on you by violence, by system, by other people projections. And with this, when we reject imposed shame, we reclaim our dignity and respect. So I will repeat one more time. Just let your body receive, and you can repeat those statements on your own anytime. Sovereignty statement. I refuse to be ashamed. This is where I am. This is what it is now. I refuse to be ashamed. This is where I am. This is what it is now. I refuse to be ashamed. This is where I am. This is what it is now. I am Anna Mile. This is Exalted Rising.